Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down. I'm at home, my kids upstairs hollering like a motherfucker, so please forgive me. This episode is fucking hilarious. What are we talking about?
Your trip to the dentist?
Oh, yeah. I had a dentist from hell. Black bitch with horns on her head and a dick longer than King Kong. I hate that bitch. And what are we talking about?
Growing up in the bootleg house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Growing up in a bootleg house. And I had a... And this bitch down there gave me a mild stroke and tried to give me some Valium.
I think you got Vicodin, but I hope it wasn't Valium because that's the wrong thing.
Yeah. It was Valium.
Well, that's the wrong drugs.
What'd it do?
It's like calms your anxiety. You wanted Vicodin, which numbs the pain.
No, she was trying to calm me down. But fuck that shit.
Oh, you're a bitch.
Yeah. Bitch, the bitch had my motherfucking lips twist to the right with three sets of nigga lips on top. Stay tuned after this fucking music and you gonna hear about all of this.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about? Is it real though? And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
I need you to pluck up a chair, son.
Was she just nice to her mom? Or was I on my phone?
No, I was fucking nice with Ramon. I have a counselor now. They tells me how to count backwards and be nice to people.
All right, let's put this to the test, Dion. You and me, let's go.
Kiss my ass, Chris. So, did I tell y'all I went to the dentist? So no. I go to the dentist and I get a root canal, right? And I had this nice stuff. First of all,
which is first, nigga?
Okay. Black people, if you listen to this podcast, stop this support black business shit. Okay?
Didn't we have to delay the air of an episode for you to get the courage to put it out the last time you said this?
Yeah, but let me tell you.
Driveway Johnny or whatever it was?
They said, I'm all for supporting anybody, being the hair business, Chinese, Mexican, anybody. I eat everybody food. But everybody be like, oh, you got to do this black. So I went to this black dentist, right? And I'm not going to say the dentist's name. Oh, my God. When I tell you this bitch was from hell. I mean, when somebody scratch your mouth out beyond dick sucking portion. I mean, I felt like she was trying to stick a foot in my mouth. I mean, she gnawed my mouth so bad that my motherfucker, it looked like I had a stroke. She's the bitch. I'm not lying. The bitch started a root canal, started a filling, started another filling, shaved another tooth out, and decided, you can't take all this.
You're not supposed to do all four corners. You're only supposed to do like one upper left, upper right at once.
She was being greedy because I was paying cash.
You're paying cash. Why are you going to pay for cash? Why are you going to rent a dentist?
Black rent a dentist.
Is this on Tibbs Avenue?
Look, I went there before, and it was this nice little black doctor, right? And I really liked him. And so he left. And so when I went,
cash now.
No.
Called Jamie.
No. Well, I got a root canal for him, but he moved to another office. So when I went back to get the cap on, she was like, well, I could just finish everything. So I was like, you know what? I'm here. I just let her fit. Oh, my God. This bitch was from hell. So they take these little pins and stick them up to make sure you numb all the way to the root. That bitch, I was pissing on myself. Then the assistant. The system picked up the needle and went to numb. I was like, bitch, what are you doing? What are you doing, bitch? That's what I was saying. I couldn't believe the system was going to try to give me pain medication. So my mouth was twisted. I got all of these temporary fillings in my mouth. Well, she started with just yanking my motherfucking lips, pulling, nigga, my motherfucking lips were so swole, you would have thought I stuck my mouth in a beehive. That's how motherfucker. I had nigga lips on top of nigga lips on top of nigga lips.
You look like a cartoon from the 1910s.
Can I get the Kylies and then the Chloes and then let me get the Kim?
No, nigga. I had Jimmy Walker, Jimmy Walker, Jimmy Walker.
Dynamite.
That's the fucking lips I had. Jimmy Walker, Jimmy Walker, Jimmy Walker. My motherfucking lips were so big. My bottom lip was twisted. I'm driving down the street and I'm like, what in the fuck? I mean, my whole eye had just fell down on one side. It was fucked up.
So you did have a stroke.
So then she said, when you come back, you're going to need some Valiums. Right. So I said, is that narcotics? I said, bitch, I don't do narcotics. I don't go.
Valium is for like anxiety. That's not for.
Well, she definitely had anxiety fucking with them.
I have never in my life been that scared of a motherfucking dentist because I don't got that. My teeth ain't that bad. So I'm like, bitch. I'm like, bitch, you not put me on no motherfucking anxiety medication, no narcotics. That bitch wrote me all kind of prescription. So I go home and I say, you know what?
You can sell these pills if you don't use them.
Yeah, did you get those scripts?
I picked that shit up and I ain't going to take nobody Valiums. Valium, vacuum cleaner, whatever the fuck they is. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, I just gave this bitch over $2,000. I said, okay. So she texts me the next day. I just want to know how you feeling today. I said, bitch! I'm not lying. Get my goddamn money back, bitch. Get my money back.
What did she say?
She stopped texting me. Nigga, I called that motherfucker over. I've come to the conclusion that you nigga abuse me. Y'all abuse me. And I want my goddamn money back. I ain't never asked for a refund from no goddamn dentist. You for some chicken wing, but not a fucking dentist. You got to be a horrible motherfucker to ask a motherfucker for money back from a dentist.
Yeah.
I said, give me my money back, bitch. They said, well, we're going to put you in a mild dentist. I said, bitch, I won't come back in there and Jesus Christ is in there doing feeling butt naked. I'm never coming back in that goddamn office.
Yeah.
Do you hear me, bitch? Give me my money back.
To be fair, you should never go to the dentist if anybody's naked, let alone Jesus
Christ. You might get your mouth drilled.
Oh, it was the worst fucking experience I ever had in my goddamn life. I mean, the way she was. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just having a flashback? What was that?
her lip just started to grow like the Nutty Professor.
Nigga, like Jimmy Walker. Nigga, when I tell you that was the worst fucking experience, when I tell you I ain't never had nobody just yank my motherfucking mouth on, then the bitch damn near got over the chair like a barber who sit in your lap and just grilling my teeth. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And I mean, just sticking me with numb, and it just putting pins up in them. Then when she tucked the thing off, I had a lot
of hair.
In
the back of Quisha's shop?
No, you thought it was. It's in Alpharetta. It's in Alpharetta. That's like karma here.
Okay.
So I had a live nerve back here, and it needed a cap on. Ugh. Oh, they just dropped the glue, and it was the most painful. I said, you know what? I said, I see why motherfucker let their teeth rot. Because of bitches like you. You Nightmare on Elm Street, hoe. I told that bitch.
Now
I
say it like you're numbed. Your mouth is numbed.
You couldn't numb me no more. She said, well, I've given you all you can take today. Yeah. Of course you have, bitch. And you beat the fuck out of me, too. You beat the fuck out of me. My motherfucking lip is twisted and it's swollen. I got three sets of nigga lip and one of them over here. My whole body. I went to my friend's house. She said, what the fuck happened to you? I said, you'd have thought I had my mouth done on Obamacare. But I actually swiped my card for a bitch to make me look like this.
Like when they had the story on the show with the injecting concrete in your ass. You remember that? It was like episode 5.
Oh, it was the most painful shit I ever had in my life. I mean, I left out of there shaking. I was so shaking, I had to pull over. I ain't never been that scared of a dentist in my motherfucking life.
That's horrible. Like, you don't drop glue onto an open nerve.
Oh, it was so...
You're supposed to give him a root canal. You're supposed to...
Yes.
Yes. Everything that is wrong about that.
It was so painful. Oh, my God. It was so fucking painful. It was... This bitch was from hell. And I said, you know, fuck black businesses. Fuck Section 8. I don't deal with my people from there. Fuck niggas. That's how I was feeling that day.
But you went to Alpharetta, the Carmel, right?
Yeah, she's supposed to be a good black person, but you'd have thought I was over there You'd have thought
I resigned from the pat down. Dion, you want to
when
go
did Candace Owens get here?
I'm just keeping it real. You'd have thought I was getting my mouth done in somebody's backyard. It was horrible. It was horrible. I almost cried.
I did. Yeah, if you're touching an open nerve, you should cry.
Oh, nigga. Oh, it was so fucking painful. My mouth was swole
did
and hurt.
Give you a lollipop? No. Niggas don't got lollipops.
Let me tell you.
Know what now you could take from them?
When that, so I told the lady, so she was like, well, I'm going to give you some pain or some ibuprofen before you leave here. So when the pain melts, when my mouth started to calm down, I could feel like how they had just beat my jaws up and scratched them up and pulled on my lips and shit. When I could just feel the pain coming back in my motherfucking lips. I said, I can't believe they did this shit to me.
Yeah.
Not for what the amount of money you swipe my motherfucking car for.
Even when I've had a root canal, the mouth is the most, like, because they stretch it so much, that's the most painful part. And, like, it hurts
I went back to the dentist where he moved at. He was so much better. He was so mild-mannered. You know, I'm about to do this to you. He talked to you. This bitch right here was from hell. From hell. I mean, from hell.
Y'all see the way her bottom lip says that H?
Hell.
I couldn't believe it. Hell. Oh. I wanted to kill that lady. I'm not lying. I was so mad at
Did
that.
Did you get
lady.
A refund?
Oh, yeah. They gave me a motherfucking refund.
All of it?
Hell yeah. And I told him, I said, let me tell you something, bitch. Y'all already ripped off my insurance money for all that. Well, he had did my other mouth for all my insurance, so I was out of insurance.
Right.
So I was paying cash for the rest. I said, no, bitch. No, you don't get my motherfucking money back. This is not motherfucking Delta Dental. If it was Delta Dental, I'd have just left and said, fuck you. That was my motherfucking card. I swiped. Give my motherfucking money back, bitch. I called that bitch. And she said, I just want to see how you feeling. That's it. Refund, bitch. Give my money. Give my money back.
I'm feeling very refundish right now.
She said, call the office. I said, no, bitch, you tell the office to call me because they ain't answering the phone. So they had the answering service on, right? I said, I called the answering service. I said, you tell them this is Miss Pat and I'm not calling up there again. I want my motherfucking money back.
Google me, bitch.
I ain't say shit about Google me.
Oh, it's going to be hell to pay.
Fuck you, dear. Man, my motherfucking bottom lip was so motherfucking heavy. I felt, you know how when your bottom lip be heavy and you be slobbing and shit, you can't pick it up because it's too fucking heavy. The bitch that gave me some money, Novocaine or Cocaine or whatever the fuck they put in your
lip. I hope they didn't give you Cocaine.
Yeah, the motherfucker was hanging. I couldn't pick it up. I had no fucking... You know it's bad.
Hey, Ramon,
Ramon,
like an open mailbox. You know it's fucked up.
You when said it was hanging like a mailbox.
Yes, my bottom gum dry and shit. I had no strength. Fuck is you laughing at? I had no.
We have to get this animated. I just have my head in animated the mailbox on your face.
I had no strength to pick up my bottom lip. I could not. I was trying like a motherfucker. I said, now I see how I see what people feel like to be paralyzed.
Got big gum stuff.
What you say?
Bubba Gump.
That's how you look when you're barbecue shrimp, fried shrimp, bucket of shrimp.
I could not pick my bottom lip up for the whole day.
You turned into a Bill Cosby bit.
So I went over to Quisha. She was like, what happened to you, bitch? I said, that bitch you sent me to down in Amarillo. I mean, it was so bad.
Is that who helps her make her teeth in her shop?
No, Quisha probably could have did a better job than that bitch.
I believe it.
I had to pick my bottom lip up and put on my teeth. I had to walk around.
Like a safety pin?
Finally, I got tired of my motherfucking bottom lip.
Tuck that bottom lip in. You hit it on a tripwire.
She taped a string from the bottom lip to her forehead.
You laughing, but you laugh. That was the most horrifying experience I ever had in my life. And when it finally went down and I could pick my bottom lip up, I couldn't even eat. When I got over my friend Trace, she was like, did you have a stroke? I said, no, bitch. I went to the dentist. And this is what I came out looking like for over $2,000. And I just sat up that night and I said, bitch, when I can pick my lip up again and talk right, you don't get my money back. But they gave back.
So they put all back on your card?
Mm-hmm. They sure did, because I wasn't playing. And they got the accountant to call me. And I said, bitch, I want to know how much
they
I can get
who
back.
Call you?
They're accounting.
Oh.
I want all my money back. I want all my money back. Because all she did was grind my motherfucking teeth down. It was horrible.
That's terrible. I'm sorry you went through that.
It was a great story.
But I'm kind of glad you did because it's hilarious.
Hail.
Fresh hail. Nightmare hail.
And I hate to say that about my people because I like to see a black dentist, but... Fuck that
shit.
It's
possible that they're a good black dentist. You just had one bad individual.
Yeah, because my other dentist in Atlanta is black. He was a young black guy. He's only 32. And he's fucking great. But this bitch, oof.
Did she try to talk to you about it afterward? I mean, was she like...
Well, I said, as rough as you is, there's no way you could jack dicks. There's no way you can jack dicks. As rough as you is. I said, y'all rough as fuck around here.
That's how some of us like our extract.
Till the skin fall off, you want your bottom lip hanging off your dick. You want your dick looking like a mailbox.
I thought you were already circumcised.
Yeah, right.
Jesus Christ, Chris.
Yeah, wait a minute. Did you go to a moil?
What is a moil?
The person that cuts the dick off.
They got people to cut the dicks off?
Yeah, it's the religious guy that does the circumcision, and it's called a moil.
Well, where I'm from, it's called doctor after you born.
Yeah.
Well, you forgot about my kids.
Well, I already told this story, but Nakia forgot about his own dick, okay?
He was three.
He was old enough now. So if he run around here with a skull cap dick, that's on him.
I'm about to put waves on my ball.
That is trickling on him. He should have tied that bitch up. It should be a way.
They say it's healthier to keep it uncircumcised.
Yeah. It's like thousands of...
Our only uncircumcised dick I ever seen is Uncle Cecil.
Yeah.
I've never seen... That's in elder than
for those of you new to the program, that is her uncle she's talking about. You're going to just have to go back to the beginning.
That's the only uncircumcised dick.
Now, why did that fly over my head until you reiterated it? Like, yeah, her uncle. Everybody's seen her uncle.
We just, the five of us in this room just accept things as normal now. But the listener's going, Uncle Cecil?
Yeah, my special need uncle. That's the only dick I ever seen.
That's right, yes. Her special needs uncle, she helped him have sex.
All the time. Me and my sister.
It was a family tradition. We stop passing down.
Just remember, I didn't know you that well, and that was one of the first episodes where you're talking about helping your uncle fuck, and you're just going. We're driving home, going, what the fuck? That and when you caught your grandfather on fire or something for at the funeral. Somebody was melting in the funeral.
Oh, he was in the casket. No, they had him laying next to... I swear that funeral was in a garage. But they had one of those heaters. It was those heaters with those little... With the things. You know, the old-time heaters with them things up in them?
Mm-hmm.
The little... Huh? No, the heaters. You know, the heaters. The old heaters. The gas heaters.
Yeah.
And they got those little blocks in them. You know?
Yeah, like...
They make the flames go the right way.
Right.
He was sitting next to one of those, his casket, and I was like, "Do they realize
he's supposed to be cold? He dead. Why were they heating him up?
I don't know, but he was damn near about to sweat. I'm like, he about to blow the fuck up. It was cold outside.
Oh man!
But they had him next to a fucking heater. I was like, who rolled this man here? Put this man about a fucking heater, and he had a warm body. I was like, hey, y'all, granddad about to go the fuck off. y'all will come get this man. He done heating up. He had an expression on his face like he didn't want to be at his own funeral. That's how he was landing cats like you niggas. My granddad was a bad motherfucker. I remember he took a golf club. I probably told y'all this story. My uncle Larry was fucking with him. He said, go on, motherfucker, stop fucking with me. And he's called him Bearcat. He took one of those drivers. golf club and hit my uncle in the mouth and knocked his whole grill out and pulled that bitch out smooth. He said, now go find somebody to play with.
My God. This is also the same grandfather that hung you?
No, he hung my cousin. But I told on everybody after I saw that hanging. That hanging.
Like Jesus.
Yeah. No, he ain't hang you like Jesus. He hung you like the white people, the Klans. I didn't even know the Klans would hang you back then. Because when I got old, I said, where you get this idea from? And then when I got old and learned about racism, I said, granddaddy did to us what the white people did to them.
What a fucking show this is.
Our house was very interesting, though. Our bootleg house, boy, it was very interesting. Like, you saw gambling. You just saw. It was so. My granddaddy used to keep his money in the refrigerator and lock it up because he didn't want nobody to steal it at night. He kept change, the change that you pull a car with.
Yeah.
He kept that around the refrigerator. So that's when we knew it was time to eat because he would unlock it and the change would hit the floor. We're like, the refrigerator open.
Sounds like some shit from a video game.
I know, yeah.
We knew the refrigerator was open.
You need the key to unlock the fridge to make it to the next level.
Yeah, he locked up every fucking thing. He put everything in the fucking refrigerator. He would put locks around the cap. I don't know why he did that, but oh.
Because there were thieves around?
Say, probably because all y'all niggas was stealing.
You got hanged for stealing.
You went to go play Pac-Man. I can only imagine what the adults were stealing for.
You didn't have tissue in the bathroom. If you had the shit, you had to ask him. He roll it off.
Oh, no.
You get seven squares, nigga. Make them count. I hope you didn't have tacos.
Yeah, he was very... But that's what he did. I could see that. I could see the inside of that house so fucking clear. Like my mama and my stepdad slept. He came in the house living room. My granddad had his little bar set up. He made a right. That was the bathroom, and that's Uncle Cecil's room, and that was my mom and daddy's room. We didn't have a bed, so what we did is we threw all the clothes on the floor and slept on top of the clothes. So that's what we was always sleeping on top of our clothes. We get up in the morning, put on the clothes, and put the other clothes back in the pile because that was your bed. You didn't want to take it away from me.
Bet that smelled great.
You didn't want to take away from your bed.
You removed too many clothes, nigga. You're going to be uncomfortable.
Nigga, what you doing with my pillow?
I gotta wear pants today.
This nigga got on my blanket and my pillow. What the fuck are you doing? You mean this shirt and pants? Yeah, nigga, what I said. Blanket and pillow. Go put that shit back on my bed. You mean those dirty clothes over there? You heard what I said.
Did you wear my bed sheet to hibachi tonight?
But it's this lady who he shot. I told y'all about he shot the lady behind him. I can still taste this rice dish she made. I don't know what was in it. It got a lemony flavor. But I could still sometimes taste this lady food because she had two sons. And that's the lady who my granddaddy shot. So I would go back in the back and, you know, hang out with her sometime because our house was always chaos. It was always dancing and gambling. And granddaddy just threw everybody out the front door. He never opened a screen door, just threw the nigga out. Then go back. He knew he was going to throw niggas out the front door. So he would keep a roll of string. You know, the string, the fish string, though, back?
Yeah.
Because as soon as he throw them out, he just nailed a new string up there. Because he didn't want the flies to come in the house. Or he'll repair the fucking door. And he would be throwing them out. Uncle Cecil would be sitting right there begging for knuckles.
Okay, wait a minute. So he wouldn't open the door, the screen door? He would throw them through the screen door?
Mm-hmm. And you know, the string door back then, our string door used to have like a string and then it had like the little thing here, the one at the bottom. But he broke that shit, so he just put the whole string right there. Had a little handle on it. So every time he throw a nigga out of string door, I saw my granddad hit a nigga so hard one time. I don't even know if this nigga came there out the air for 2 days. You ever see the nigga get hit so hard, you waiting on the land? My granddad literally hit this man. He went over the balance. My granddad turned and went in the house. After he's in the house, then the man came down out there.
I'll see you in 2 days, my nigga.
My granddaddy beat his kids up, everything. Like, my uncles, when they got drunk and shit, he whooped their asses, too. I had an uncle named Uncle Peanut. All I had, like, probably mental illness now. You know, back then, they didn't really diagnose mental illness, especially in black folk. But now that I'm looking at it, these motherfuckers was crazy. Cause everybody got Social Security check. Oh, when the first of the month came, oh, my God.
Bowling.
If you just went to a therapist and only told the helping Uncle Cecil fuck story, that alone would be enough for concern for the therapist. But, like, that's like, oh, that was just Wednesday.
Oh, that was Saturday.
He collected enough nickels.
Oh, when they, like, my granddaddy was the custodian or whatever the fuck over the Social Security checks of his kids. And they would be like, Dad, I want my motherfucking check, Dad. Every first of the month, they'd be fighting over the goddamn check.
Yeah.
Every fucking first of the month.
How many kids did he have?
I think it was 8 of them. But my Uncle Peanut got a check. My Uncle Cecil got a check. He didn't ask for no money because he didn't really talk. Uncle Bunny got a check. Uncle Bunny's the one who they said froze in the car in Atlanta, which ain't true. And then Uncle Larry, I think he's still alive. And then I got an Uncle Joe Lewis. Fuck y'all laughing at. Just...
The legendary boxer, Joe Lewis. It's related to Miss Pat. You heard it first on the Pat Down.
He has a terrible right uppercut he learned from his grandfather.
No, his name is Joe Lewis Walker, and he stutters so fucking bad, but he fixed calls. But he has the longest conversation.
Everybody in your family fixes
calls. Yes. And you be sitting there talking to Uncle Joe Lewis. Like, come on, Uncle Joe Lewis. Come on, please. Come on.
Try.
Did I ever tell you to try?
Try.
It was, I need to make a movie out of the bootleg out. Because it was this man there. He couldn't say ice. So he said, Dad, he said, Big John, put some ass in my cup. I think his name was Tommy Lee. Put some ass in my cup. My granny said, how many pieces of ass you want, Tommy Lee? It was a very interesting. The more I think about it, the shit that we saw every day, it was just like, it was never a boring day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, from the number man coming in, he came in in the morning.
The who?
The number man before the lottery.
Okay.
So it was a bootleg number man who would come in. He was real fat. He had sleep apnea.
How the fuck did you know the numbers man has sleep apnea?
Because what is it when people just fall asleep anywhere and that sleep apnea? What is it?
Narcolepsy.
That's what he had. Narcolepsy.
Sleep apnea is what Garrett has.
Stop laughing, bitch.
It's a terrible disease. I had a friend with that one time, and she just fell asleep in the car, and I didn't know what to do.
So he would come and collect the money, right? He was real fat, y'all. I could still see. I'm going to ask May Pop, what was his name? He was real fat. And he was real fat. He was so fat that he would open his leg, and all his fat just be sitting between his legs like he was fucking. And he would come in, and he would write down everybody's number. And before he could get up, he would fall asleep. And granddad would wake him up. Get your ass up before you make me miss my number, nickel. And my granddad would wake him up. I got some stuck in my throat. I left so hard.
How the fuck does a numbers man have narcolepsy? The alliteration alone. Narco number man.
I swear, I'm going to call my brother Ant.
All right, let's take a break here while you call him.
Oh, shit. And we'll make call it may pop for me.
I don't know how to call me. I'll give you a number. I'm not doing this on the freeway and all that. I'm not doing that.
Okay, hold on. Hey, you remember we lived in the bootleg house?
Yeah, you're talking with granddad.
Yeah. You remember the number man used to come over there and fall asleep all the time?
You remember who now?
The number man.
Yeah, the number man, I remember Leonard died. The one that died, they used to drink that alcohol all the time.
Where he died at?
He died in Granddad's house in the back room.
Why?
You remember him and Janice, and him and Janet, he used to go over that little, remember Janet's feet were turned the other way, a little short lady. You remember Janice?
I remember Janice.
Bo Diddle used to go with her too. Even Aunt C-Sad hit it one time, Bo. You remember Janet's feet were turned? She was short, walking.
She was crippled, Aunt. She was crippled.
Yeah. Well, I ain't laughing at that part, but it's just funny. All them people used to come in there and we used to get their money out of their pocket when they go drunk, when they fall asleep.
Yeah, we used to, and he used to put, we used to put matches between their toes.
That was Uncle Bunny. We did Uncle Bunny like that. And see, well, Uncle, we did Uncle Bunny with toes like that. We put them big ass matches in.
Hey,
I remember that.
But do you remember the number man? Do you remember his name?
No, I don't know his name.
You remember he used to fall asleep all the time?
Uh-huh. You remember when that you said that corn liquor? I remember they used to have people bring him that corn liquor over to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Arkwright Street, matter of fact.
It sure was Arkwright Street.
It was Arkwright Street, yeah.
I go by that house all the time when I'm in Atlanta. I'm shooting my special down the street from now.
Okay, yeah, because it's totally different now, but it's still the kind of hood. I don't know if that house still standing.
It's still standing. Last time some drug dealer standing out front.
Okay, yeah. Granddad used to live in that house. I remember that like it was yesterday.
What's that? What's May Pop number? I'm going to dial it.
Hello?
May Pop. May Pop, this is me and Aunt. May Pop.
What's up, May Pop?
May Pop.
Hey.
This Rabbit.
Yeah, what's going on?
May Pop, you remember we lived in the bootleg house? What was the number man name?
Huh?
You remember the man who played the, who came and collected the numbers all the time, the real fat man?
Yeah, Mr. John.
His name wasn't on Mr. John. That my mama boyfriend name.
His name was Mr. John.
You talking about the man who fell asleep all the time?
Yeah.
Before I was Mr. John, because mama also had a John Taylor she used to date. Had that El Camino. I remember that.
Yeah. Okay, I was trying to get his name. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay. Well, I'm going to come out and take you to lunch when next time I'm in town.
All right.
All right, and I'm going to call you back. But she's a fuck up.
You're so nice to them.
I don't know if his name is Mr. John, but she said it. I don't know. But he was really fat, y'all. He had narcolepsy, and he sat in the chair, and nigga fell asleep.
Yeah, what?
Hold on, I got to write that down.
Narcolepsy. Ain't that what you say he had?
Narcolepsy.
Oh, well, he had that shit, too.
The way he called his fat pouch narcolepsy.
He was so fucking fat, he was just sitting in the chair, and my granddad would wake him up. Nigga, go put my number in. And he'll come back in the evening time and let my granddad only paid like 50 cents or a dollar. Because I remember if you hit with 50 cents, you win $40 back in the day. And I remember all of this shit.
So was it like I'm totally ignorant of this. So the neighborhood would basically, one guy go around, collect numbers, and you'd throw in 50 cents and then you'd win the pot?
No, you go back to, it was like the lottery. You go back to these people who pull the numbers every day. And when the number came out, he would come back and tell you what the number was.
Mm. Okay. But it was like really just your neighbor, like local?
Nah, this shit was worldwide till the lottery came legal. That was the
really?
Most illegal shit ever.
No clue. No clue.
You don't remember that deal?
I remember the numbers.
The number. Everybody played the
they
fucking
number. They
would
come in the barbershop all the fucking time.
The barbershop, the fucking beauty salon, your mama house. Hell, I think the motherfucking insurance man. Well, not our insurance man. Our insurance man was dirty as fuck.
Yeah, he stole all your mama money, didn't he?
He stole the whole neighborhood money and ate all food, too. He was selling fake policies. A white man came around. It was Gulf Life Insurance. He was selling all the poor niggas fake insurance policy. I'm not fucking lying. And when niggas started to die, they realized them policies were fake. We ain't see his ass no more. And we all realized we had
he went
fake life
and lived the
policy.
Gulf Life.
Yeah. He was living in Otterbon or whatever that town
you
were talking about earlier.
I remember he came up one time and he had like he just loved black people. He said that my mom makes some salmon croquettes and some grits. And he was eating the shit out of all food. But he would come out every month on the 1st and collect, I guess, $30, $40 for life insurance for the whole family.
What an absolute piece of shit. He did
the whole neighborhood like that. He was everybody insurance man.
Genius scheme. Terrible person.
It's just like,
all you got to wait on is a couple niggas to die.
Could you imagine, like, just of all the people you're going to prey on, you go to Miss Pat's house and look around and you're like, yep, I'm going to keep stealing $100 a month from these
people. Not with no $100, nigga. They would have never got that. We'd all have been dead uninsured. He probably $25 a month. Because black folk believe in keeping life insurance. Well, back then they did. But now just GoFundMe for us. they used to be for real about that motherfucking life insurance. But yeah, he's the insurance man. I never forget that shit. He's come collect all our money. And when niggas started dying and figured out them policy was fake.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What the fuck? Just garbage. Absolutely. I hope he's in jail.
He was pretty old back then. He probably...
I hope he's in hell.
Fuck you, Chris. I ain't gonna take too many of them nigga lip jokes no more.
How many more I got before my racism insurance runs out?
Give me $40 at the beginning of every month I got you.
God. Well, this was a great episode.
It was. It really was. I'm glad to be here.
Me too.
Glad to be back home for a little while. I'll leave in a little bit.
Where are you going to go next?
I'm going to Houston, and then I'm going to I'm going to Lafayette, and then I got invited to an award show.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you presenting? Are you walking the red carpet?
I'm walking the red carpet.
Nice.
I'm going to be nervous. I'm going to have on my panty liner. It's going to be very hot. And, you know.
I got to wear heels.
I can't do it, but you're going to have to say it for me, dear.
You know, it'll be just my luck that nobody knows who the fuck I am, and they don't fucking interview me. And I can just move along the carpet real, real quick. I'm like, bye-bye. Get this shit off of me. Take the motherfucking spank off. Let's get the fuck out of here. But knowing Quisha, she'll probably fall in the middle of the red carpet so she can get some attention. I said, hey, Quisha, I want to go. She's a bitch. I'll draw a pistol on you if you don't go. So I'm going to do that next week. I'll be in California. Then I come back here and I'm going to take a little time off of vacation and back at it.
Some guy in the group was like, y'all, you guys always talk about Quisha, but I'd like to see her. And so I tagged her. I was like, Quisha, show him something. She posted like 10 photos of the most scantily clad picture she had. That guy was like, well, goddamn. That was hilarious.
She be giving it to her with her old ass. We was somewhere. It was like, is this your daughter? If you motherfuckers don't stop asking me, Aquisha, my daughter, when she 40 some years old, with 6 motherfucking children and no stretch marks.
Yeah.
Now, how the fuck do you bounce back like that? What kind of body do you got, man? Are you Aquaman?
Aquaman.
What's them thing that bounce back?
Aquaman. She said Aquaman.
Fuck you. What's that thing called when people scratch? Them scratch.
Huh? No, keep going. Don't help her.
What's the people name who scratch? The cartoon people?
Stretch Armstrong?
The Incredibles.
Okay. I had no idea.
No, never seen it.
Yeah, who the fuck are you, the Incredibles? How the fuck you stretch back with no scratch marks? Nigga, I still look like if I'm not killed. Jesus Christ.
Oh, darn genetics.
I know. I mean, I've never bounced back. I've just, even after my first baby, stomach wrinkles.
It's funny, pout. Nikea looks like he had Nikea.
Yeah, I mean, from that day on, my body was fucked up. And, you know, back in those days, you didn't get plastic surgery. You just kept your baby mama body and hope somebody will overlook that shit and you get another man. Now these bitches, they clap back and making the pussy tighter, making you click longer, tagging your nipples and shit. I'm like, if I got to do all that, I just...
getting longer clits. That is not a thing.
Shit, mean.
Your clit get long enough, it's not a clit no more.
Now, I'm just saying, they doing all kind of shit. I get they want their click to go up their vagina. I don't know. They doing all kind of freaky ass shit these days.
That reminds me of that video Quisha sent us of that man fucking himself in that.
Oh, my God.
You remember that?
She did not send it to me.
Oh, I'm going to send it to you.
Please do.
No, they want a date with that dog.
I didn't see it. No, Quisha doesn't send me this stuff.
I sent it to you.
Did you?
That's in the group text.
Oh, was this the one today?
Yeah. She sent
don't
us,
even say shit.
I can't post it in the group, but she sent us this sex video, and there's a dog. There's a guy hitting a girl from the back.
No, what was that?
Is that a is that a threesome?
Technically.
Why is there a baby? So basically the woman's on top of reverse cowgirl and a dog comes up and sniffs and the guy just hits him.
You gonna show that on a pug?
Kate can blur it out. And then there's just a baby.
Did the dog holler like that?
Yes.
Hey, that thing was hard. Jesus Christ. Oh. Back in the day, people did not make sex videos like they do now.
Yeah.
They didn't have the technology. Everybody wanted to. They just
you had VCR.
You had lighting kits.
I mean, you had camcorders.
But they're heavy. You can't. Those back in the day, them phones weigh, 2 pounds now? You could stroke a bitch out with 2 pounds in your hand, but you can't carry no camcorder and give some girl some good dick worth putting on video.
Yeah, Pat.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling somebody, I said, I remember when I was young and, you know, it was rules to boyfriends. You had rules. Even if you was fucking old niggas, you had rules.
Like,
even if you was fucking old niggas.
Contact your third grade teacher if he does this again. That was one of the rules, but.
I'm serious.
There were rules, even if you fucking an old nigga.
I'm serious. Like, the rule was you wait 90 days. Nobody wait. Whatever happened to the 90-day wait rule?
90 days. You wait 90 days till
to have sex.
Oh, social media killed
that.
Yeah,
Tinder. Like, I mean,
instant gratification killed the 90.
I do kind of remember that
was 90
rule when
days,
I was in high school.
And if you had sex before 90 days, you was considered a whore, a slut, a maggot, a motherfucker, a bitch. You consider all of that a non-Christian, a Jezebel. A devilish hoe.
A Jezebel. Not to be confused with Jezebel.
Jezebel.
Everybody loves them.
I'm serious. Whatever happened to that?
Internet, man. Internet changed everything. When you can get stuff.
So easy.
We got DoorDash now. You think a nigga finna wait 90 days for some pussy? You crazy.
I had a pot pie delivered to my house in 2 hours.
That's just not right. Well, you can't. It's no wholesome people out here. And then I'm so glad I don't date, but I'm quite sure. I mean, tying the phone conversation. We gonna give me that ass. We gonna get that ass. What, nigga? I don't even know you. We need to sign this 90-day contract. I need to make sure your ears don't fall off.
You'll be great on 90-day fiance.
Huh?
Did you say your eels fall off?
Ears don't fall off.
Oh, ears.
Yeah, you
got. What are you doing with your ears?
I mean, you just got to make sure he don't break out. He don't get the hay fever. You got to look for cough.
Hay fever? Are you fucking on the Oregon Trail?
I'm not fucking you till you take some Claritin D and clear that shit up.
You got to ford the river to get this pussy.
Fuck you, dear.
I was gonna go get some pussy, but I died of dysentery.
Donald has narcolepsy and has died.
All right, we're closing it out with that because I ain't gonna take no more of these narcolepsy jokes. Fuck y'all. Wait 90 days before you have sex because you could be fucking the wrong man too early. Go back to the 90-day rule. 90 days and you'll know. Don't do it, Christine. But go back to the 90 days.
Yeah, they won't lie to you after 90 days about
that. Yeah. I'm telling you, when you was a good woman, you was a good old woman, you learned a lot about them.
Women are freer now. Women don't want to wait 90 days. That you want to spend 90 days with a raggedy nigga?
I'm just surprised you're sitting here once again telling women what to do with their pussy after you have told me repeatedly
that this is my pussy.
This is my pussy. I can light
this on fire. I'm not telling
you
what to do. I'm just saying, it's up to you. So just that's your pussy. You can give it away in 2 seconds. It's your pussy. I don't have to clean your drawers. I have to clean my drawers. I have to unstick my drawers for me. I don't got nothing to do with that. I'm not trying to tell nobody what to do. I'm just saying, whatever happened to the 90-day rule, we were good old wholesome hoes. I mean, we just hoes now. Wholesome.
Let's
when
put
I
the
go.
Wholesome back in hoes.
Some Jezebels running around.
Yeah, Jezebel hoes and devilish bitches. I mean, Instagram literally make me feel like I'm nobody.
Aww.
Why?
Because everybody got their titties out. Everybody just shaking their booty. And I got a big ass booty, and it's real. It's strictly from cornflakes and Chick-fil-A and all kind of other nut and gluten-free shit I eat.
Miss Pat, you should feel very good about yourself. You should feel confident about
yourself
because you have
what? I
would
never get in the mirror and just shake my ass. I see bitches my age. I'm like, nobody wants to see a pussy shaking with a panty line in the middle. It look like you done tucked your dick, okay?
You have something every one of those women want on Instagram, and that's a blue check mark. That's all they want is the blue check mark.
Most of them have, and they still hoes. I just don't understand it. They in a bathing suit.
They are monetizing their wholeness.
Yeah.
That's what that is. They are posting, being hoes.
They are posting picture. Someone sent me a picture of a friend in a bikini, and he goes, why did she post this? I was like, because she's trying to get sugar baby clients.
Yeah, they walk around in their underwear.
You can monetize your
you don't even have to have sex with these guys now. You could just yell at guys and, you know, DM me for opportunities, and you could get paid $700-$800 a month just
it's
to
a whole
humiliate
industry
me.
Of
you know, if I guess if I was in that era, maybe, but I'm not in that. The inner, if I open my leg, it go the lights go out. It's dark down there. They work together.
The pilot light has gone out, folks. Please donate all you can.
There's just bats in there.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not opening my legs. I mean, this is just, I mean, and just to me, I'm like, whatever happened to a man appreciating a stretch mark? Whatever happened to, who is fucking a girl with the fat navel? Remember the girl with the hernia? They don't even grow up with their hernias anymore. They want them off. It used to be kind of cute to have an extra titty on your stomach.
Who told you that lie?
When I was little, it was kind of cute to have a fat navel.
When you were little, a grown man was fucking you. That was not a thing.
After my mama cut my hernia off, too. I had a hernia.
How did you get a hernia? What were you doing to get a hernia?
Nigga, I was born in poverty. Came out with it. Came out of pussy like, woo, I'm about to go home with you niggas. Oh Lord have mercy. And it came
I'm about to go home with you niggas. As a baby, she said, I can't take this shit. Where my hernia at?
By the time I'm 5 years old. By the time
if I get a hernia, I can stay here, I think.
I had a surgery, I had a hernia. Hernia. What the fuck it is?
You've had a hernia and hemorrhoids.
What hemorrhoids is that?
Your asshole.
You remember what you had that donut?
What donut?
You had that donut you used to have to sit on because you had a hernia in your ass. You told this story.
Was I grown?
Yeah.
The hernia was when I was a little girl.
I know. I'm saying.
Oh.
Did your asshole ever bleed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like, I told you the time I went to the doctor, I asked them to dig it out, and they put me at the hospital.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. So fucking constipated.
He let your booty clap.
He's like, I'm not digging in your ass. Go home and take you some X-lax and dig in your own ass. I had to put that compositor up my ass. Oh, it was painful. It was so painful.
I have so many show titles. There's so many to choose from.
I know, right?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Compository, narcolepsy.
What is it? Suppository. Well, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. The thing up your ass, look like a little piece of Christmas candy. You know, piece of chocolate.
I had one once, yeah.
And it moves your bowel.
Oh, it's the worst.
And then when I was pregnant with Garyana, I used to have to stick them in there so I wouldn't be nauseous.
Yeah,
all the time I had to go up my ass when I was pregnant. But we're gonna end this episode right here because I got shit to do. We truly appreciate you guys Make sure you go and look at my show dates. I'm coming to Atlanta. That's the most important thing. I'm coming to Atlanta. If you're an Atlanta fan, too, Quisha's going to do something for you guys. So make sure you go in Quisha inbox. She got something great for you guys. She's giving away 10 packs of tickets to my show in Atlanta. And she got all of this shit. Don't tell I told you. Just go in there and say, bitch, I need it. That's all. That's the code word, bitch, I need it. Don't even tell I told you. Just go in her inbox and say that. And she going to give you a gift pack. No, say black bitch, I need it.
No.
Yes.
I was about to say, you're fucking these people.
Now show me your big nipples.
So hard right now.
No, the code word should be large areolas.
Yes.
Yeah, code word is large areolas.
I can't spell areola, so let's not do that to people.
Okay, bitch, I need it. That's the code word. Go in her box. She got something for you. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.